Hello, everyone. Tonight, our message is about the Lord, and the title is We Need the Lord. In Isaiah 25:4, it says, For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, and when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. All our needs are found in Thee. There's an obvious difference between a life with Christ in it and a life without Christ. A life without Christ is a life with a troubled mind, wounded heart, and wounded spirit. It is a life that is unsettled and unsteady. It is a life of a wasted body and a weakened strength. This was the description of the prodigal son to make his life workable without God. In Luke 15:14 it says, And he began to be in want or in need, but no man gave unto him. His life in the far country did not work without God. In times like these, he needed God. In times like these, he needed a Savior. Just like Naomi, he was driven to the far country by his restlessness. Both he and Naomi expected to live a life of success in the far country without God. After a short while, in both cases, they both began to be in want, in need. They both had to come to their senses. They both had to rise and go back. Both had to get back to the right place with God. They both paid a high price. They both became examples of wrong choices, wrong judgment, and wrong planning. They wanted a life without God. They both learned that in God only will their needs be met. They rose and left the wrong spot and came back to where God had originally placed them. Life for them did not work in the far country, and so it will not work for you, nor for me, my beloved. We ought to listen and learn from their lives. What these two have done showed that their discovery of God's mercy and forgiveness granted to them after their wrong choices was the ultimate love and grace of God. They discovered that God was their strength in distress and a refuge from the storm. They learned that all their needs were found in God, and that in the far country, away from God, life does not work. Examples of those who found their needs in God. The three Hebrews rescued from the fiery furnace. Daniel in the lion's den. Jacob when he met his brother Esau. Joseph when left to die in the pit by his brothers. David when rescued from Goliath. Esther and her uncle were both rescued from Haman. Gideon, rescued from the powerful army of Midian. Israel, rescued from Pharaoh's army. All these people had found their needs met by God. The Lord came through for all of them, and they found Him to be the true God of refuge and safety. All these people have gone through difficult times, but they relied on the rock, who is Jesus. We too might pass through similar circumstances in our days and be put to similar tests, but we must remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will meet our needs and rescue us from the difficult situation. May we remember that all our needs in life or met in Him, and we may never look elsewhere May we never look elsewhere for assistance, but turn our eyes on Him for all our needs. Amen.